Well, it is a Wednesday, it is a new year, and Simon Tierney is back to teach us all the stuff we need to know, or maybe stuff we didn't even know we needed to know. What's the big question today, Simon?
New year, new you. It's about whether you are finally going to draw down that beautiful moustache. Do you appreciate...
You can't see my hairy lip from here, can you?
No, you can't.
I don't have one. I actually don't have one. Not any problem with
all.
It.
Kira, do you appreciate a moustachioed gentleman?
I like a beard.
Okay,
I'm a fan of a beard. Yes, a moustache.
Good for me.
It sort of reminds me of like the 1980s. My dad in the 1980s. He sported one and he pulled it off.
Tom Selleck vibes. Yeah.
I mean, that's an exception.
So your dad had a moustache?
Oh, 100%. Okay, yes. Yeah. And so that's what I associated with.
Yeah,
the 1980s and the maybe early 1990s.
It was a real kind of dad thing to do back then.
Yeah.
It wasn't cool. Whereas now it's kind of cool.
My dad was cool, just in case. Dad, you did pull it off.
You were cool,
and Tom
Dad.
Selleck made it really cool.
No, he did.
And he can
definitely
still pull it off, actually.
Yeah, sexy Tom Selleck, definitely. The reason we're talking about this, Kira, is because it was difficult not to notice how marvellous Nicolas Maduro's moustache was as he was being seized, captured, kidnapped, choose your word, from Venezuela the other day. I mean, just memes, pictures everywhere. He's a big man. He's very tall and he can really pull off that moustache. But I want to put his moustache into its historical context, and it's this. Dictators have moustaches. A long line of moustaches throughout history, right?
Sure, it goes without saying.
Think about Joseph Stalin. He has a moustache. He had a moustache very similar in style to Maduro's. It's what we call the lampshade moustache, where it's big, bushy. It sits within the growth region of the entire upper lip, and it slightly tapers on the sides. It kind of looks a bit like a lampshade. Think of other dictators. So Saddam Hussein also had the same moustache as Nicolas Maduro. So there's a long line of them. And of course,
I'm currently looking up these.
Look them up there, yeah.
Online.
I mean, there's lots of other dictators who have had moustaches as well, but slightly different styles, which we'll get to in a moment. Maduro is so associated with this moustache. It's so iconic in his homeland of Venezuela that state television in Venezuela has a long-running animated series called Super Bigote, which translates as Super Moustache.
Oh,
and
God,
they have turned him into an animated avatar where it looks exactly like him. It's worth looking up. I put it on my Instagram this evening for listeners to see. And he is this moustachioed kind of Superman character who is battling US imperialism around the world.
Oh, that's not propaganda, is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing.
Oh, the transparency of it.
So that is Maduro. Now, closer to home, we have a few characters here in Ireland who support a very similar moustache to Maduro, this lampshade style of moustache. Dick Spring, of course, former Taoiseach, former leader of the Labour Party. At least when I was growing up, you know, he was always on the TV and he was famous for his moustache. Marty Whelan also has a very similar moustache to Nicolas Maduro. He is not a dictator.
Absolutely not. I think we can confirm both of the latter gentlemen are not dictators.
And neither of them are trying to emulate that moustache at all.
What is it about it, do you think, that attracts men, that particular style of moustache? Is it meant to sort of give an air of authority?
It's very masculine. It's very, very masculine. And it's similar in style. And of course, if you think about the strongman image, the archetype of the male dictator that we have is that they want to be strongmen. They want to display and exhibit their masculinity as much as possible. And you do that through, a lot of them do that through facial hair, particularly the moustache. Like the lampshade moustache and the chevron moustache, which I'll get to in a second, they're both the two most masculine forms of moustache because they're not, they're asymmetric to the pencil moustache, which is the most feminine moustache in many ways because it requires so much maintenance to do. It requires constant kind of grooming. But the chevron and the lampshade, this kind of dictator moustache, they're just there. It's like they've been planted onto your face and they just say, I'm a man.
What's the chevron?
The Chevron is called after Chevron, the US oil giant. Their logo is kind of this inverted V. So it's kind of similar to the lampshade, but it comes down a little bit on both sides, not quite in a horseshoe, but it comes a bit further down the sides of the mouth.
Screams low maintenance masculinity. Like
Tom Selleck, actually, his was low maintenance masculinity. Tom Selleck is technically a Chevron. Freddie Mercury, a little bit closer to home. Freddie Mercury's was a classic Chevron, right? And for me, Freddie Mercury, you know, in his heyday, if you imagine him there at Live Aid in Wembley Stadium with his arm up, I mean, you know, that's the kind of the classic Chevron look. Very, very masculine. Some people would describe it as the porn stash.
Are you going to explain to me why?
I will. Yeah, I'm going to explain that. Because of its association with male 1970s porn stars.
Okay, and I'm not going to Google those images in the studio.
So,
right,
yeah, I think you might be blocked from looking at that there. let's move on to the toothbrush moustache, right? The toothbrush moustache, if you can imagine, Kira, are you familiar with Adolf Hitler's moustache?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so it's not
that little square,
not popular anymore, obviously.
Yeah, but obvious reasons.
Emerged but in the
Charlie Chaplin would have had a similar moustache,
totally.
Wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did, but he had it before Hitler. He made it cool. No one has really had a toothbrush moustache post Hitler, and in fact, Oliver Hardy as well had one. It's very much associated with that kind of early Hollywood period. But then the pencil moustache is kind of the golden age of Hollywood. This is your Clark Gables, your Errol Flynn, who played Robin Hood. 1930s, 1940s, you know, Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind. It's a very different form of masculinity. Timothée Chalamet is credited, well, actually, Johnny Depp initially is credited with bringing back the pencil moustache in the early 2000s. And then Timothée Chalamet over the last few years, you know, GQ would say, would suggest that he has revived interest in this
now, describe
as well.
That for people who aren't like me and currently sitting on Google Images looking up. Okay,
so the pencil moustache it's a very thin fellow that sits on top of your lip. It requires you to cut up to a centimetre. If you imagine the top of your lip, the distance between there and your nose, you need to go actually cut about a centimetre above. So there's actually very little kind of depth of hair left anymore, but it's very wide. Okay.
So you've really got to be invested, I imagine, if you want a pencil massage. That's a daily.
Exactly. It's high maintenance. It's really high maintenance. So there's a certain level of vanity required to maintain this. And you need to keep it looking sharp. Otherwise, it's just going to become a mess.
But then does it also go from being this sort of bold style choice to being a bit of a cry for help?
Yeah, I mean, I think like you need to be very confident to pull this off. Or arrogant, to pull it off. So that's the pencil moustache. And finally,
I'm not convinced that would work in Copperface Jack's at 10 to 2, to be honest.
No, I don't think so.
Nah,
no,
not a hope.
No. The handlebar moustache is interesting. Like what I think about with this is, do you remember Daniel Day-Lewis in Gangs of New York? That's the handlebar moustache, right? It's very, very wide. The Handlebar Moustache Club, which there is a club, they have the best way of describing this, Kira. They describe it as a hirsute appendage of the upper lip with graspable extremities.
The
right?
Little curly bits at the end.
Yeah, the little curly bits at the end. Now, if we bring this closer to home, we have a brilliant example of this in Ireland. Our very first president it was the Free State at the time in late 1930s, was of course Douglas Hyde, and he had a handlebar moustache, a marvellous moustache, it coming right out there, like you can actually handle it.
As did Hulk Hogan,
indeed, yeah.
Well, that was fascinating. I didn't know there was so much to say about moustaches. I didn't know there were so many variations.
Yeah,
I hope more men find the confidence to grow their inner moustache.
Yep, but absolutely.
No dictators necessary.
No dictators necessary.
Simon Tierney, thanks as always.
Thank you, Kira.
Coming up after the break, how often do you need a full body health check?